Good afternoon, everybody. We are here at the Lower Sundays River Canal that feeds water from the Gariep Dam to the Skeepersvlakte Dam. As you might be aware, that in 2017 there was a major collapse of the canal behind me, and this canal was a temporary repair. And what we see today is the second shutdown that has taken place to tie in the old canal to the realigned position of the canal that has taken place over the last 12 and more months that the Department of Water and Sanitation has constructed. The work that is commenced today is actually to do further improvements to the previous shut that was done. Firstly, the shut last time had to be accelerated because of the water outages in Nelson Mandela Bay Metro, but also because of there was bad founding material found on the downstream side that caused extraordinary circumstances to be employed to bring the canal to flowing again. What we have today on hand is, on the upstream side, the construction of the concrete work to actually tie the two canals, the old and the new canal together. And on the downstream side, it is to put the subsoil drainage in to protect the canal from washaway in future. The work that will be doing both upstream and downstream will be covered with a high-density polyethylene liner that will protect the work for approximately another 12 months until the winter of 2025, when the major and the completion of all the work will be done at that point in time. As we speak at the moment, there are no major disruptions in Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. The last time it was a 10-day shut longer, as well as there was not sufficient water stored in the Skeepersvlakte Dam for us to actually use, and that caused about 3 or 4 days of water outage generally in Motherwell and in Wells Estate in those areas. At this point in time, with the shut that we've done now, it is only for 7 days, and based on our calculations that we've done, is we should not be running out of water as we did the last time. However, because of network constriction, because we're feeding bulk water through a reticulation system, certain parts of Wells Estate hasn't got water, and with that we've commissioned our contingency plan by deploying water trucks in consultation with the ward councillor, and those communities are being fed with water at the moment. None of the areas in the northern parts that was identified as critical areas, which is the remainder of Motherwell, Reservoir Hills, Kaimnandi, Joe Slovo, Dispatch, up to Skeepersvlakte, Vane's Estate, those areas were affected the last time. And this time around, no disruptions has been reported in those areas. But in terms of our planning, we hope that come Monday morning, people will still have water when the work behind us will have to be completed. Indications from the construction team on site that they're on track to actually achieve that goal. And once again, from a water usage point of view, we have to play a role as a whole. Whether you're in the south or in the north of located in the metro, we are all called to do and save water sparingly, use it efficiently at all times, because even in the southern area, because the areas that is normally fed from Nooitgedacht is currently being fed from the southern parts now. That means there's a bigger strain on that resource, and the amount of people that we have to feed from that system is more as well. So we have to look at our water supply very carefully and manage the water.